Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Making the right angles leading up. And I was just like, Henry Toto, Jalen Petrie, and I don't have to single him out because there's a lot of dudes on this defense that, especially on that final drive, are like getting crossed up by Rashad White and getting crossed up by Bucky Irvin because they're taking bad angles. And sometimes they're like protecting the sideline, trying to feed, you know, push the runner back into the middle. But it's like you're not breaking down well. You're not setting yourself up to make tackles. Mm-hmm. And so in a game where you already have dudes that are bouncing off you, it doesn't feel like you're setting yourself up. And I'm like, dog, this doesn't fit in with what the team and what the guys who are coaching this team have said.
No, you're right. And the last time, I mean, they were just getting gashed for a while there. And by the way, bringing it full circle to the question of the day, you know, C.J. Gardner-Johnson wasn't even remotely close to making the tackle after a 16-yard gain and then got up in Baker's face and talked some noise.
How about Baker acting like he hurt and then all of a sudden he get up, forgot about the damn injury?
I think he was hurting, but he's like, oh.
Oh, he didn't look like he was hurt after the fact.
This will make me feel better. Talking some noise to old Chauncey.
Old Chauncey. All right, so what is your low-key way to insult somebody?
I've got several that are tells, and they're not even really that low-key, but like if someone is I'm having a discussion with someone and they say something that's just completely outrageous or I think is completely outrageous, you've heard me say it, okay, cowboy.
Is it specifically cowboy or is it just kind of the tone of this?
Okay, cowboy. No, I generally go to cowboy a lot. The other one, when you hear someone say, you know, state the obvious that is ridiculous, you know what I'm going to say. No kidding.
Yeah, I've heard that one come out.
No kidding.
Is there one for you, Fig?
I think they touched on it earlier about the buddy thing.
Oh yeah,
like, buddy is such a wild one.
Yeah, because it's the way you say it too, man. Because I know, like in my community, we use buddy as kind of a bad thing. We don't say, "Hey, buddy, what's going on? What's up, Seth?" He just walked past. But yeah, usually we use it if we don't really rock with the dude.
Yeah.
So we like, I don't know buddy like that.
Yeah.
So we kind of use it in a negative way. The same thing, this is more old school, but Playboy.
Oh, Playboy.
Like, I ain't Playboy.
Yeah, Playboy. And Playboy sounds like it's supposed to be good. Not really.
When somebody said, I Playboy.
I Playboy. Somebody said calling him son.
Oh, yes.
See, that's
again,
that's
not so low key.
Yeah. Very, very regional. Yeah. Very regional. What's tough for me is I have one that I use somewhat as a term of endearment that absolutely fits in that vein. Mm-hmm. I'll call people Bubba. But Bubba don't sound like it's that does not sound like friendly. But oftentimes when I use it, I'm trying to mean it in a friendly way.
The one that used to get me a lot, and I think a lot of Hispanics use this, maybe some black people too. But when people call me boss, yeah.
But that's a feel. That's a person to person. Because I know some people that's legitimately they it's a respectful thing. Okay,
yeah,
boss.
Yeah,
know,
yeah. Like, but sometimes you might have Ron coming in like, "What's up, boss? You're supposed to be doing this. What's up, boss?"
The problem with Ron is that everything Ron says can easily be interpreted two ways. Yeah. Like, he is on the precipice of, is he playing or is he serious?
Right? Yeah, I feel like if he gets a bad service somewhere, he'd be like, "What's going on, boss?" And it's just like, oh, he got a problem right here.
Reggie does one that I think can, and this is,
ooh, let me see.
This
I'm
is the case for a lot of people. It can be at, like what we're talking about here, it can be a good boss or a bad boss. Reggie does one that I think can be really, like, legitimately, he means it, and also okay, cowboy-ish, when he goes, "I hear you."
Oh, that's such a good one. No, that's absolutely, you're right. That is very much a,
I hear you, but I ain't listening.
Sometimes
the butt is coming, right? Like, that is, no. It's oftentimes more negative than it is positive. It's like, look, I want you to know.
Over there, and I'm like, is he really?
I've taken what you said. However, I'm going the other way, and I need you to know.
Or Reggie hit the. To be fair.
To be fair,
I am adding context. When I say that.
To be fair.
Yeah. But I hear you. That's a good one. That is absolutely me saying, I'm trying to say this as nice as possible. However, I'm not with you here, friend. I'm not on your side.
Oh, here's a good one. Sport.
Sport is fighting words every time.
Yeah.
Sport is fine words. Yeah, no, there ain't no way you go with that. Mm-hmm. I like this one. They came in from the 346. They said they have a coworker or a friend or whatever who believes that they know everything.
Oh, yeah.
And they're always giving advice. So they'll say, like, ask Dr. Phil. Just ask Dr. Phil over here. No, you know?
I think the one thing that I think mainly my wife, but when I try to act like she know everything, I'm like, you got it. You got it, big dog.
You got it. It's tough.
You got it, big dog.
You got it. You got it. I'm leaving that to you.
Nah, you got it.
You got it.
That's a good one. Go ahead. You got it.
I ain't gonna. That would I don't want my hands off. I don't want my hands on this. Is what you're saying?
Because that's not. You're right. That's all right. If you want to,
if you say so,
that's up to you. If you say so, it's your world we live in.
From the 832, calling someone big money or money bags.
Oh, big money. Yeah.
Okay, sport comes in again. Somebody said when I use this guy or interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Bless your heart is clearly. That one is very evident.
Yeah.
That one is
obvious. I had a couple people with God bless you. Like whenever we going back and forth, all right, God bless you.
Yeah, if we fighting and you put, don't bless me right now. Yeah, it's not
don't
time
try
for
to
blessings.
Get all churchy on me now.
Yeah, yeah. What about look at this guy?
Look at this guy.
Look at this guy.
Well.
Look at this guy.
Right? Because no, we are having an interaction. Don't call other people into this. This is between us right now. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. There was another football game last night. In addition to that, we're seeing some injuries. Plus, is this Tom Brady thing? Like, how long are we going to let this go on? We'll do all of that next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.